From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. It's good to have you once again gather with us around God's precious Word. Following last week's programs, we had some very encouraging inquiries about tapes. Now, I hope you know that we are always glad to hear from listeners and to reply to their requests. So keep your requests for tapes and literature coming in. Today we continue our study of John's Gospel, chapter 12, the verses 34 to 43, is where we will be turning, and our topic is the blindness and cowardice of unbelief. But first, before we turn to that portion, we're going to have a hymn. It's an old favourite, Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me. Let's open our Bibles at John chapter 12 and the verses 34 through to 43. Our subject, the blindness and cowardice of unbelief. After all the Saviour had taught the people and all that he had done in their midst, they still ask the question, "We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Verse 34. The more I study God's Word, and the more I encounter the workings of the human heart, the more I realize just how blind and dark and depraved is the natural state of mankind. It matters not what God does, or what God says. Natural man cannot of himself perceive the truth. The works and words of Christ displayed the power and the wisdom of God, and yet they ask him, "Who is this Son of Man?" You cannot instruct a stone or a piece of wood. nor can you teach the hardened heart of the unconverted man. It will receive no impression, nor take in any truth. A miracle must take place first, as the corpse of Lazarus was unaffected by the weeping of his sisters. So the soul of man will not respond to any actions of any human agency. A miracle must take place first, whereby life is infused within the dead soul of the sinner. That miracle is called the new birth. This people, to whom Christ was speaking, remained in a state of unbelief. Listen to verse 37. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. We read in the next verses how that this hardness of heart was predicted by the prophet Isaiah some 700 years before Christ and his ministry, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report, and to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they could not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and that I should heal them. Verses 38 to 40. Of course, the prediction here did not make the Jews reject Christ any more than the weather forecast makes the particular weather that is predicted. The Lord predicted the sins of the people, but did not compel them to so sin. Secondly, man has the responsibility to respond to the opportunities given him of God. Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. Verses 35 and 36. This people, to whom the Lord was speaking, had enjoyed light, even the light of God's presence amongst them. Yet it is clear that they have not yet seized the opportunity granted to them. They were still in darkness. There is an application of this warning by the Savior for every Christian listening to our broadcast. We sing an old hymn that says, Work, for the night is coming, when man works no more. Years ago, I recall how as the evening drew on, the work of making hay became more urgent. What was lying still on the ground and was dry had to be rucked before the evening and maybe a change in the weather. Christian, there is a harvest to be won and time is short. Every hand is required to labor. Christ himself said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. John chapter 9, verse 4. But there is an application of these words of warning from Christ for the unconverted too. When the sun sets and darkness replaces the bright light of the sun, there is an end to the opportunity of obeying God's call in the gospel. The night will bring but the eternal retribution of God upon the Christ rejecter. Waste no more time, dear listener. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Hebrews 4, verse 7. Finally, note how that, for many, the praise of men is counted more precious than the praise of God. We may read of this foolish category of men in verses 42 and 43. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. How close these men were to heaven! They had believed on him. That is, they had believed what Christ had said of himself. They believed that he was a Messiah. Yet they did not come out and associate themselves with him openly, or acknowledge him publicly to be their Redeemer. Their faith was not perfect. Their reason, their intellect, compelled them to secretly admit that what Jesus said of himself was correct, but the fear of men hindered them acting upon that knowledge. They dreaded losing the esteem of the Jewish society to which they belonged. They were unwilling to face the wrath of men once they owned Jesus as the Christ. Now, those same foolish men have all eternity to ponder the utter folly that their decision was, and they have all eternity to lament that though they may have preserved and enjoyed the praise of men for a short time, it cost them the praise of God. Now they must endure his wrath forever. It has been wisely said that men may mock you out of heaven, but they can't laugh you into it. Do not turn back from obeying the gospel message you know to be true because of the fear of man. Bear that reproach, for it will last only a short time, and afterward there comes the well done of God. Please join me tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.